is briefly review the concept that I introduced yesterday, because a whole day went by. And then I want to do inside again these two halachas in the Rambam, or three halachas in the Rambam. This is a big big aspirations for the next 35 minutes. I want to do through these Perek Sheni, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, and we know that we have that as an acquisition. It's ours, and then we can go on to other things. So let me just say this first, Baal Peh. What it comes down to is a question, an analytical question, as to what the purpose of tshuva is. This is what we keep on grappling with, this issue. What is the purpose of tshuva? Let me just introduce to you, or let me just articulate the two sides of the question here. Tshuva, return. What does it mean? A person is a sinner, a wrongdoer, an evildoer, and now he's doing tshuva. So the question is as follows. Is the purpose of the tshuva to erase somehow the evil deeds that I have done? Is that the point? In other words, I traif, that's a terrible thing. So I've got to create some kind of a spot, like a spot on my shirt, right? Now I got to get some heavy duty bleach, and I got to get rid of that spot. So that's like one way of understanding it, tshuva. And I can make a big argument for the fact that that's the way it is. In other words, a person talks every time, you see in the Chassidish Sfarim a lot, like every time you do an Aveira, not just the Chassidish Sfarim, the Mesillas Yesharim also, every time you do an Aveira, it creates a certain pigam, a certain blemish or a certain fault within my soul somewhere, or maybe in the Bria, like that's another way of looking at it, that that there's, this is all on the same side of the coin, but even there, there's a question, like, there's a creation out here, right? And there's a certain instruction manual for the creation. Now, somebody blows it and doesn't keep the rules correctly, so it would be like going out, going around and pulling out fresh fruit trees. You're messing up the whole creation, or not recycling your plastic bottles or something like that. You're violating the world. Certainly, if I insult another person, that's worse than even insulting another person is even worse than not recycling. I really I'm not just hurting the earth, I'm hurting another person. Very, very. So could be the pshat in tshuva is, could be one, the first idea of tshuva could be that, okay, I put something wrong out there, wherever it is out there, whatever it does, on any level you want, on a simple level, Kabbalistic level, Musar level, I've put something wrong out there, some wrong energy, and now I've got to get rid of that energy, and somehow tshuva gets rid of that energy. That's one side of the coin. What's the flip side of the coin? What's the other possibility here? What am I going to say here, Shmuel? What's the other side of the coin? That it's not about what's out there, it's about what's in here, Shai says. Right? In other words, what's going on with the Bria, and what's going on with even other people's feelings, and who knows, maybe tshuva fixes those things, maybe they don't fix those things. But now there's another way of looking at this, and that is that a person, I get this because this is like extremely important, I think. If it's true, it's very important. A person comes into this world, and like I like to call the world, like the 80, 90, 100 years that we get over here, it's like a big course, like the university for the soul. In other words, there's not a day that goes by for everybody that there's not some kind of a real struggle. I think we wish there were such days.